provide the knowledge, you gain the power. Power Talk with Lorraine Jacques White on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We're News at Talk 1380 WAOK, 404-892-2703. We're going right back to all of our calls. Becky, good morning. In College
Hello?
Park.
Hello?
What is your first name?
This is Walter.
Who?
Walter.
Walter, good morning.
How you doing, Doc?
Doing great. Hello, Walter? I am so sorry, Walter. Call back. I think we lost your signal. Please call us back. We're going directly to Gwinnett County and talk with Mr. Christopher Braxton. Good morning, Mr. Braxton.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Great. I thank you so much for calling us. Now, Mr. Braxton is a parent of a child that was asked to answer those questions on the test there. Mr. Braxton, tell us, what happened? Your son had a lesson first on Frederick Douglass. Is that correct?
From what I'm told, I'm not really told that part or whatever. That's the cover that they're trying to actually say.
So you didn't know anything about the Frederick Douglass lesson until you read it in the paper?
Until I read it in the paper is what they're basically saying. It was a quick cover-up for them. That's what they basically were saying.
So when you went to the school to address the teacher or teachers who had presented this lesson, what was their explanation?
Well, right now we haven't got an explanation. We're headed up to the school district and the school this morning. We have a 9 o'clock meeting. We have a lot of people that's meeting with them, a lot of other parents that's going to come up there. They need to speak their voice and everything. We haven't spoke with the teachers. All we spoke with, too, is the vice principal. And from what we was told, that they tried to mix something together, you know, between a history and a math teacher, from what I'm told, or whatever, something last minute that they just put together. And if it's something that they were putting together, I wanted to know why the vice principal wanted to collect all the paperwork and told my wife that she would shred the paperwork. They were going to shred all the papers.
Mr. Braxton, have there been other problems with racial situations like this at the school?
Yes. I mean, it's been certain little situations. One day my son came home and he explained something to my wife. Only my wife really knows about it. She tried to go into the situation about it. His teacher said something about President Bush or something or whatever. And at that point of time or whatever, we didn't really take it too serious, but my wife did. She was offended by everything or whatever from what the teacher said out of his mouth to my son.
Well, then let me ask you this. When you go to the school today, have the schools been cooperative in wanting to meet with the parents?
No, the school hasn't been saying anything. We had to set up the meeting with them. Once it went media and it went news and everything else, that's when they actually set up everything. I actually spoke with the vice principal yesterday to set up and have this meeting arrangement this morning.
Well, now, if people have been asking, the teacher of your student, is she a white teacher or a black teacher or Hispanic teacher?
He's a Hispanic teacher.
Okay, so then usually in schools, they have a teaching team. Do you know the other members of the teaching team that would have been a part of coordinating and formulating these questions?
No, that's the whole thing. You know, they're basically blaming it on two teachers, and we want to find out more results. We'll find out all of that today once I speak with the principal and the vice principal and whoever else that I have to speak to. I know that you have to have certain board members and certain people that overlook other teachers and this and that, and for them to let this paperwork go through and present it to all the third graders out there, no telling how many third graders, the parents, the teachers, From what I'm hearing, some of the parents weren't even aware. That's why I'm being a voice to speak to everyone to go ahead and let them know. Some of the kids were being taught in the classroom, so by the time they got home, the parents didn't even know. And if they're a parent that didn't pay attention to their kid or help them with their homework and everything, you know, that's a problem for them. So I'm trying to wake them up and let them know, and so they could be aware of it too.
Mr. Braxton, how does your son feel?
My son right now, he's confused. He doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't want to really talk about things right about now. There's a lot of stuff that's going on. You know, he was real mad about why he could not answer these problems and these questions.
Now, Mr. Braxton, when we return from this very short break, I would like to ask you about the reaction of other parents. You mentioned other parents were also going to be present at the meeting this morning, and I'd like to know if other parents were concerned. Did you get some reaction from other parents? You know, what's the big deal? Why are you bringing? A lot of times parents, they don't want to cause any problems. You know, you already brought it to their attention. Just leave it alone. I want to hear from you what other parents are saying in the area, or other parents of other students in that class. Please hold on, Mr. Braxton, and we're coming right back to you on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. We're talking with Mr. Christopher Braxton. He is the dynamic parent that has been on top of what's going on there in Gwinnett County. We're going to find out from Mr. Braxton what other parents have been saying, and exactly what does Mr. Braxton want to see as a result of this meeting today on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Voted one of the 100 most influential black women in Atlanta by the Atlanta Business League, is Lorraine Jacques White with Power Talk on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.